the funeral and everything, you know, you get together with a funeral parlor and they cater to all of this. I'm sure. I don't really know, but I don't know anything about this, you know. Well, when I die, just throw me in the river. Throw me in the river. I guess they would say, I don't know what they would say. I guess if they hated him and they didn't like him, they would say that they're glad that he's dead. I'm glad he's dead. You know? I'm glad he finally died. You know? I'm glad he's gone. They don't like him, you know, but I don't know. I don't experience any of this, you know. I'm talking to you, but I haven't experienced any of this. So I'm just going by, you know, only what I can tell you.
What about the thing that you were buried, that you were carrying in the body? Have you ever seen those going down the street?
The coffin?
Well, you know, they carry the coffin in a what?
A limousine, I don't know.
Where do they bury it? I mean, what kind of buildings? They bury them above ground, too, right?
Do they?
What, haven't you seen the cemetery?
Well, I don't.
That's right. You watch the river.
I don't know, you know.
I think
the usual tradition is 6 feet under, you know.
You want to type cement, you want to put your feet in cement or what?
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, when I die, shit, I mean, you know, I guess the people who love me are giving me a good funeral, but.
Why
are
you going to float back up?
Huh?
You going to float back up if you don't want that?
Well, shit, Jeff, they did go to jail. You know. He's gone, you know. And see, resurrection time come, you know, my body still get together because our Lord is magnificent. And, you know, even though the sharks and the crayfish might eat my ass up, but I'm gone, you see. They eat my body, but look, I'm gone. My spirit is gone from my body. Actually, you see, what's making you laugh, what's making you live, what's making you blink, it's your spirit in you. Right, it's the spirit that keeps you alive now, the spirit of the Lord, you know. His breath of life is in you. And once this life leaves you, this spirit leaves your body is nothing, and it's no use. So throw it in the river, you know, shit, you know, because you...
Because
we're all going to be in spirit, you see. I don't think that we're going to be... you know, back in our physical flesh. I think we'll be in a higher state when the time comes for the Lord to, you know, resurrect, change the system, you know, when the resurrection comes, you know.
Okay.
What's up? Hey, y'all lost?
No, we won, man.
What?
We won.
Oh, are cigarettes ever called anything else?
Cancer sticks.
Okay.
All right, Rob.
All right, now, let me ask you about the house you lived in, that you lived in when you were coming up. What kind of house was it like? Describe it to me completely.
Well, it was a big double house. It had two sides to it.
Yeah.
And it had something like seven rooms in it.
Okay.
For the
family. What were the rooms?
Front room, bedroom, a hall. We had a bathroom. Then we had a kitchen. Then we had another room. Then you go down another hall, and we had two more rooms, you know, aside from each other, more or less, yes.
Okay.
Very big house. We had the biggest lot in the vicinity. My father, we had a very, very big yard. It was more like a lot, you know. It was a very, very big yard.
Yes.
And he owned it. It was a lot of property. As a matter of fact, a highway came through where I once lived, and everybody had to move. The highway wiped out everything now, and, you know, actually, the...